Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Teachers, I mean, boy, what a year they've had with everything going on and all the safety protocols. And we partnered with Skyline Chili, SynFed Credit Union, Watson's, and the Ohio Lottery to recognize our homeroom heroes. Maybe you have a friend or a neighbor who works as a teacher who's doing their best to teach in this virtual blended schedule environment. Maybe your child has an awesome teacher. You can nominate them as a Q102 homeroom hero on our website at WKRQ.com. Jacqueline Jones is a kindergarten teacher at Sherman Elementary. She received a nomination, and we have her on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mrs. Jones.
Good morning. I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent. It's funny because whenever we talk, a lot of these teachers who we talk to, they just have the kind of voices that are sort of bright and chipper and inspire you to be in a good mood, which is so important this time of the morning.
I love that.
Well, I hope you're going to say the same thing about my voice.
Yes.
Of course. That's
absolutely
what inspired the conversation. Sure. Do you know Ashley Webster?
I do.
Well, she nominated you as one of our homeroom heroes, and I want to read you what she wrote. She said, "Thank you for taking the time to honor wonderful teachers. I would like to nominate Jacqueline Jones. This woman is the true definition of what a teacher should be. She is the teacher that leaves a positive, lasting impression on all her students. Mrs. Jones makes it a priority to give her students all the tools to be successful in her classroom and grow as young children. Her passion for teaching is evident through her beautiful smile, her encouraging words, and her role model behavior. Mrs. Jones deserves this recognition. She is truly a blessing. She is a hero," in all caps.
Oh, they are a wonderful family. I had that family last school year, and I can't say anything but positive, wonderful things about that family. They incredibly sweet kiddos they have raised.
Oh, nice.
Yes, absolutely. That was very sweet of her. I really appreciate that.
So what's the setup for kindergarten right now? How much are you doing virtually, or are you all in person?
So we started virtually at the beginning of the school year, and we are currently in person. We have two kindergarten classrooms that are in person, and then we have a third kindergarten class that is virtual. So we are here, we are having fun, we are doing what we can with restrictions and guidelines, but as long as I've got my kiddos here and in the classroom with me, we are rolling on.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We missed them when we were virtual. It's just not the same. We want everyone to be safe, but we want them to get the best possible education that they can have. And honestly, as a teacher, yes, we signed up to teach them and influence them and impact their lives, but it's a little hard when we're virtual. We miss those hugs. We miss them being in our room. So I have to say I'm blessed and I'm very happy that kiddos are in the building. It's just a school building is not the same when it's just adults and no children in the hallways and stuff.
I can imagine.
Right.
Well, listen, you're in to win our grand prize. We're giving away $1,000 to a lucky teacher and $200 in Skyline Chili gift cards for their class.
Oh, wow.
So We also, throughout this contest, like to occasionally call some of the nominees and just recognize them on the air and thank people like you for doing what you do.
Well, that is awesome of you guys. That's wonderful. Teachers need a little oomph and just a little love right now. Things are a little bit different, so thank you. That's awesome of you guys.
Yeah, well, we know it's rough out there, so...
We sure do.
You know how much we appreciate all that you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for reading that. I had no idea. I got the email and didn't know if I was being pranked at first or what was going on.
Oh,
but that was really sweet. And you guys definitely made my morning.
Oh, good.
You're awesome, Mrs. Jones. Take care.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Amanda is our next contestant on the 1K Letter of the Day. Life treating you well?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Today.
Door dashing.
Oh, yeah?
Are you a driver?
Yes.
In what part of town?
Middletown.
Oh, see, when we door dash, we order. That's my favorite kind of door dashing. I just got the DoorDash membership, by the way.
Oh, you
congratulations.
Did the Dash Pass?
Yeah, I just figured, you know, we order enough that it makes sense. So
yeah. I was just talking to Jeff and Tim about a DoorDash experience that I had recently where I ordered the Susie Wong's on DoorDash from the Hyde Park area.
And love it was Susie Wong's.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Susie Wong's on the corner of Madison and Woodburn. Been there a long time.
So are you an experienced listener with the 1K Letter of the Day game?
I have been. I've been listening every day trying to call through. I'm on my way back to Middletown and trying to get through every day.
Nice. Well, we're going to try to get you $1,000 here today, okay? Jeff is promising you a really good letter.
Well, I don't know about that. Do my best. Let's see what we have. Oh, I think this is a good letter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the letter J.
J, that is a pretty good letter.
Hey.
Jeff and Jen.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So let's see. I'll put 30 seconds here on the clock.
That's right. Please don't repeat any answers. And if you get hung up, pass quickly. That's the key here. That's what you have to do to make it to the $1,000. So here we go.
All right.
With the letter J. Name, a scary Halloween costume.
Pass.
Something blue.
A jacket.
A celebrity.
J-Lo.
A cereal.
Pass.
Something square.
Pass.
A side dish.
Pass.
Something sticky.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
J. Crew.
Oh, J. Crew. That was good.
I meant Jordache.
Jordache.
Remember Jordache?
Jordache jeans.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That was harder than you thought, huh?
It was. It was.
So back to DoorDash. Well, what orders are you filling today? Like, where are people getting their food from this morning? What are they ordering?
Usually like Tim Hortons, McDonald's, Wendy's.
Any Panera Bread?
There's not really one close by.
You picking up any chocolate chip or cookies?
Will you be door dashing in Middletown on Thursday?
Possibly.
Tim and I are coming to Middletown on Thursday. It is the Jeff and Jen Town of the Week. We're going to be there on Thursday morning between the hours of like 8:30 and 11. So maybe we'll have to see if we can run into you somewhere.
There you go.
At one of our stops.
Yeah, where are you guys going to be?
We are working that out with the Visitors Bureau of Middletown now. So we'll let you know.
The Jug, okay. I think that's been popular. Maybe go to the Jug.
Yeah.
There were a couple of places that were mentioned. I can't remember the name. We have to get an ugly one at some pastry place, ugly at a pastry shop or something. I can't remember. But.
Maybe you guys can do a DoorDash ride-along with Amanda.
Oh, that would be great. Cool. Would
it might not be good for the person receiving the phone.
Yeah, no doubt. Your Dasher is on the way.
Hey, Amanda, do you have like an alias? Do DoorDashers have aliases, or do you use your real name? Like,
I use my real name.
You do real, because man, I get the craziest names, and sometimes like it'll be a guy's name, but it is clearly a woman who's dropping off the food.
I always wondered that if it was like a ride along, like you know how they're like, you know, Jennifer is on the way, and then all of a sudden Jeff gets out, and it's like, well, Jeff is Jennifer's helper.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know how that works. Do they give you the option of using an alias or a nickname or something?
I don't think so.
Not that you're aware of.
So. I think you just have to sign up under your name because it's, you know, it's all legal.
Your Dasher Flash is on his way. All right. Well, Amanda, you be safe out there. Have a great day. We'll do this again tomorrow if you want to try again.
All right. Awesome. Thank you guys. All right. Have a good day.
Take it easy. You too. Right. It's 8:27. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Some drama on The Bachelorette last night. I didn't actually watch it, but I heard what happened. I saw some of the highlights, and it piqued my interest.
It was something.
Sucked me right in.
Tim is really into the show.
It sucked him in.
He's always been a fan.
Tim is like fired up, man.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.